Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the latest supply and demand numbers have been released.
Yeah, they were released on Friday. And the one thing we know about those numbers is that they're wrong. Now, the market is using those numbers. The analysts are using those numbers to determine what the 14-15 marketing year prices are going to be. But as we get in new production numbers, as the harvest comes in, as we get in new demand numbers, as we get demand through export demand and domestic demand throughout the year, and as we get new foreign production numbers, we'll use those new numbers to adjust the prices that are established based on the numbers we got Friday.
And speaking of prices, current prices in terms of wheat, do you think we've reached the peak?
I think we're close to the peak. We've had a good $2 plus run up in prices over the last couple of months. There's signs that we're hitting the top now. Production's going to determine if prices go up from now, and we're not going to know how much wheat we're produced till it rolls across the scales. But there are signs that we're getting close to the top.
And what are some of those signs?
Well, some of those signs are U.S. and foreign stocks. If you look at U.S. ending stocks, now I'm talking about the 13-14 marketing year that ends on May 31 of this month. U.S. ending stocks, 583 million bushels. Last year, they were 712. Notice, less this year than last year. And next year, they're projected to be slightly lower. The five-year average, 776 million. Australia, now starting looking at some foreign crops and stocks. Australia, 199 million projected for this year, up from 156 last year and slightly below the five-year average. Argentina, 64 million bushels this year, up from 11 last year, average 55 million. Canada, 372 million bushels this year, up from 186 last year. The EU, the European Union, 414 million bushels, up from 389 last year. Foreign stocks, about 6.3 billion, up from 5.8 last year. World stock, 6.8, up from 6.5 last year. Notice that the U.S. is the only one on this list that the stocks went down on the year. That means that we have adequate supplies of wheat throughout the world. And if the foreign countries have good harvest, then I think that's going to put a cap on how high our prices can go.
And then how do you see prices trending in the next marketing year?
Well, let's look at the year we're just completing. Go back last June, $7.40 from June the 1st to the 20th, about when the harvest started. On July 1, they were down to $6.70, stayed in that range till we got into September. Early October, they peaked at $7.40. February 1, they're down to $5.90. Now they're around $8, a little above that. We're starting this year at relatively high prices, and normally when you start relatively high, you've got more room to go down. And so I think that we'll, on a short crop, if we get the foreign production as we expect, we're going to peak out early and prices are going to trend out during the year. You lose Australia and Argentina's crop, they'll come back up just like they did this last year.
And finally, marketing strategy for producers?
Producers got to know how much risk they're going to take. Their production's down, so every bushel counts. They've got a good price right now. They can buy a call option contract for around, say, 65 cents at $8 wheat. That gives you a net of $7.35. Oh, 6 weeks ago, they'd have taken $7.35 in a nanosecond. Sell it at harvest, at least sell half of it, and store half to the November-December time period.
Okay. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist. Thanks a lot.